The speaker is Jean-Baptiste Marchand, and he will speak about Active Directory network protocols and traffic and how to analyze that.
Okay, so my talk today is going to be about Active Directory network protocols and traffic. I originally wanted to make a presentation about Active Directory internals, but as I have only 30 minutes, it was more reasonable to focus on network protocols. So the agenda for today is going to be the following. I will briefly introduce the different network protocols we have in Active Directory. Then briefly mention how to capture network traffic in Active Directory environments. And the main part of the presentation will be about how to analyze the network traffic with the EtherReal network analyzer. And finally, I will demonstrate some uses of EtherReal. So why do we look at Active Directory network protocols today? I would say there are several good reasons. The first one might be to demystify Active Directory, looking at the protocols on the wire, because when you look at the protocol on the wire, it's really what is used by the architecture. It might help you to analyzing network traces is interesting for troubleshooting purposes. And also for security, I'm working as a security consultant, and it might be interesting to be able to discover which protocol I use, which TCP port I use, if you want to implement IP filtering, for instance, in an architecture. So it might be also useful to implement a network security policy. And why is it possible today? We have several documentation these days. I mean, Active Directory network protocols have been documented over the years. And part of the work, thanks to the Samba team, part of the work, of course, thanks to Microsoft. And they are now well understood. And we also have an excellent tool to be able to analyze these network protocols. So this is an overview of Active Directory network protocols. So I make the difference between internet standard protocols. So we have DNS. So DNS is very important in Active Directory, particularly, of course, for name resolution. So it replaces the NetBIOS name resolution system. We have LDAP, of course, because Active Directory can be accessed using LDAP. We have Kerberos 5, V5. So this is a network authentication protocol of Active Directory, replacing NTLM. And we have SNTP, the simplified version of NTP for network synchronization. And of course, we still have the legacy protocols, so SMB SIFS, and MSRPC, so the Microsoft implementation of DC or PC. And yes, we have Kerberos 5, which is a bit orthogonal. So this is a network authentication protocol used to authenticate SMB session, MSRPC, LDAP, and DNS. How are we going to capture network traffic? Of course, the first thing you need to check if your local policies and procedures allow you to sniff the network traffic. Again, of course, depending on the network topology, you might need to configure port mirroring on your network devices, on your network switches, and so on. On Unix system, you have, on most Unix system, at least open source Unix systems, you have the libpcap, the BPF framework that's come from BSD systems to capture network traffic. And you have the libpcap, which is the typical library to write capture traces. If possible, do not run the sniffing tool as root because you are reading data from the network, which might be try to harm your computer. If there is a buffer overflow in a parsing module of TCP dump or EtherReal, you might be exploited. So try to run the sniffing tool as a normal user. And recently, the Windows system have an interesting command called netcap, which can be, which support network sniffing in the netmon format. So netmon is a former network analyzer of Microsoft, and you can read this format with Etheril, so there is no format problem. So this is for the capture part, and of course, for the analyzing part, we are going to use Etheril. There are several features interesting in Etheril. The first one will be the protocol hierarchy function, which gives an overview of the network protocol you have in a network traces. And also the conversation function, which can give you at each network level, at the Ethernet level, at the IP level, at the TCP, UDP, which endpoints are talking. I mean, which MAC address is talking to which MAC address, which IP address to which destination IP address, and so on. And then TCP connection between source and destination machine. And the second very important feature in Etheril is the filtering features. You can filter the frame which are displayed by Etheril using display filters. Most of the Etheril dissector, so a dissector is a small module in Etheril that decode a particular protocol. So most of these dissectors give access to filterable fields corresponding to the data field decoded in the frame. So for instance, the SMB dissector give access to the SMB.cmd field, which can be used to filter SMB frames based on the SMB command. For example, write on X or so on. And you can use the function prepare filter and apply a filter to build an interesting filter, an interesting display filter. So this slide gives a list of useful display filters we are going to need to analyze network traffic in Active Directory environments. Of course, DNS will just match DNS frames, so DNS queries and responses. SMB will only match SMB traffic. DCRPC, because MSRPC is an implementation of DCRPC, there is a DCRPC dissector in Etheril. So if you just use DCRPC, you will have MSRPC traffic. And then you can specify the transport. So if you want the name pipe transport using SMB, you can just add an end and SMB. And if you want only RPC over TCP, but not using SMB, DCRPC on TCP on not SMB. If you only want direct RPC over TCP. NTP for SNTP traffic. There is no difference between NTP and SNTP looking at the wire. LDAP and UDP, this is what's called CLDAP, connectionless LDAP. LDAP on TCP, the standard LDAP over port 489. Kerberos on UDP, only the typical exchange at the beginning of a Kerberos transaction, the AES and TGS protocols. And Kerberos on TCP is going to match all TCP frames which use Kerberos. So this will be the case for SMB session authenticated using Kerberos, DCURPC, and LDAP. So if you only filter DNS traffic, you will see in Active Directory environment, this is the specificities, the SRV records lookup, because Active Directory locates domain controller using SRV records. And this is, for instance, the record that is looked up to locate a domain controller is _LDAP_TCP, because you want TCP, LDAP over TCP. Site name is the Active Directory site name, _sites, DC underscore MSDCS, and then the domain name, the Active Directory DNS domain name. And you will also see DNS dynamic updates when you update in the DNS server dynamically your IP address and, well, your A records and PTR records, which might be authenticated using Kerberos, using GSS TCP. CLDAP traffic, so connectionless LDAP, so using UDP. It is used in Active Directory to locate, to query an Active Directory domain controller, basically to find the most optimal Active Directory domain controller in terms of sites, in terms of network connectivity. You can reproduce manually this step using an option of the NL test command. MSRPC, which is of course an important part of Active Directory, so MSRPC, Microsoft implementation of DCRPC. Basically, in Active Directory, we have two interesting transports, so the namepipe transport and the RPC transport. And when we have the TCP transport, we need an endpoint mapper service because by default, RPC services are going to listen on dynamically allocated TCP port. So we need a lookup service to discover the dynamic TCP port allocated to an RPC service. There are four main Active Directory interfaces in the LSASS.exe process. So LSASS is a local security authority subsystem of Windows NT. So we have the same OR, so same RPC to access using RPC to the SAN database, including Active Directory. LSA RPC for local security authority, NetLogon, and DRS UAPI, which is an important interface because it's used, among other things, for Active Directory replication. These four RPC interfaces can be restricted to only a single TCP port, so this is very interesting to implement this simple registry change. And then you can set all these interfaces to only one TCP port, and then the endpoint mapper will always answer with the statically allocated port. As for the namepipe transports, so the namepipe transport using an SMB session to the IPC dollar share. The display filter, as seen earlier, is DC or PC and SMB. And the typically namepipe you will see are named after the name of the RPC interface. So you have pipe LSRPC, pipe SEMOR, and pipe NetLogon. The namepipe transport is used during an Active Directory join and unjoin process, and particularly the creation of the computer account is implemented using and accessing the SEMOR interface using the namepipe transport. And interestingly, also, there are new operations in the NetLogon interface, which also are accessed between domain controllers using the namepipe transport. The namepipe transport has one advantage over the TCP transport is that you don't need to look up using the port mapper because the namepipe uniquely identifies the RPC interface you want to reach. As for the TCP transport, we will see, of course, endpoint mapper resolution. So the display filter is EPM. Then we will see NetLogon. We are talking this morning about the NetLogon secure channel. So we will see NetLogon over TCP. And DRS UAPI, a very important interface in Active Directory. As said before, used for Active Directory replication. And also, we talked about it this morning about the DRS cracknames, actually the DS cracknames API implemented by the DRS cracknames MSRPC operation, which is used to query Active Directory, not using LDAP, but MSRPC. And another, a last one, very important, is FRS RPC, so the file replication service, RPC services. used for Active Directory replication or file replication, not the database itself, but file replication. So as said earlier, you can set one TCP port for the four LSA-SS interfaces and one TCP port for the FRS-RPC interface because it's running in another process. I'd like to briefly mention group policy. Group policy is an interesting feature. It might be one of the most interesting features of Active Directory. So it's basically it's a mechanism to deploy software configuration. So the individual settings are defined using what's called group policy objects. And you have two types of GPO, settings which affect the computer configuration and settings which affect the user environment. And we, most of, when we talk about GPO, a set of GPO is often designated as a GPO. And GPO are linked to an Active Directory container. That means either an Active Directory site, an organizational unit, or a domain. And of course, you have a precedence order in order to define how you evaluate this group policy linking, which is typically designated as LSDOU because you have first the local GPO, then the site GPO, then the domain GPO, and then the OU GPO. And this is something, if you look at the traffic on the wire, you will see LDAP request in this order, first to locate the group policy affecting the site, then the domain, and then the OU. So group policy machine settings are processed when a machine starts, when a domain member server starts, and user settings, of course, are only processed when a user logs on the domain. And then you have, of course, frequently refreshment. The group policy are stored in Active Directory, so you have several interesting attributes in the Active Directory schema. The first one is GP-Link. So GP-Link is to define where is link the a given GPO. And then GP-Option if it is applied or not, and there are several options. So you can use a simple IsoReal display filter specifying the name of the attribute to locate this particular request. So GP-Link is going to contain the DN where the GPO is defined. And then we are going to look up at the DN, at the return DN, we are going to look up an additional attribute named GPC file syspath. And as the name implies, yeah, Volker?
That these LDAP queries are not encrypted. Are they somehow signed?
That's a good question. Probably yes. Yes, I just wanted to say it because you can see it in clear text, but
they should be signed.
Yeah, probably, yeah. We can just check it. So, and then we are arriving to the sysvol SMB share where the actual files are stored. So GPC file syspath is going to point to a DFS path pointing to a subdirectory with a GUID specific to the GPO. And if you look at the traffic, at the SMB traffic, you will see at the gpt.ini file is always red, and then depending on the content of the file, you will the group policy processing module on client side will request more files, particularly .pol files. As for Active Directory domain controllers traffic, of course, the first class of traffic we will have is Active Directory database replication. So you probably know that Active Directory is a multi-master replication, supports a multi-master replication topology. So you can make a change on any domain controller and then replication will propagate this change. When you are handling replication inside an Active Directory site, you are always using the Armless RPC using TCP transport. If you are making replication between different sites, you can also use the SMTP transport. If you have slow links, you can use also SMTP. The two most interesting operations in the DRS UAPI interface, is the first one, DRS replica sync, is to send a change notification to a replication partner, so to another Active Directory domain controller. And then there is another operation to actually pull the changes available in what's called a naming context. So a naming context in Active Directory, just a partition of the whole Active Directory database. Operation parameters of the DRS UAPI are typically encrypted. But the good news is that we have Kerberos decryption support in either realm. So provided we have the appropriate Kerberos keys, we will be able to decrypt the traffic. In addition, replication data may be compressed. So maybe we will just see compressed data, but at least it is decrypted. We have the two typical tools, Windows tools for administering replication are named repadmin and repmon. And the second interesting traffic between domain controllers is related to the file replication service. So we've just seen multi-master replication for the Active Directory database, and of course we need the same at the file level because we mentioned the sysvol share before. Of course you can modify a file in the sysvol share on any domain controller, so you also need a multi-master replication service for files. So, and this replication uses MS-RPC over TCP. Again, you can, and it is highly recommended to set the port to a fixed value. And there is only one interesting operation named FRS-RPC send, I suppose it's commit packet operation. The data is again encrypted, and either real has just what's called a stub dissector. It just displays the name of the operation, but does not know yet how to decode because we don't have the IDL for FSRPC yet. The Etherreal Kerberos decryption feature is very interesting. So you can link your Etherreal binary to Kerberos implementation, currently only MDAL on Unix. And provided you have a KeyTab file containing the Kerberos keys, you will be able to decrypt all Kerberos traffic. When I say all Kerberos traffic, this is the AS and TGS sub-protocol, so obtaining the tickets. Also the AP sub-protocol between a client and the server, so typically inside an application level protocol using SPinigo. So in SMB, LDAP, MSRPC, DNS. So you need to enable two preference settings in the Kerberos dissector. And recently, decryption of the payload of LDAP on MSRPC has been added. Because when you start to support Kerberos decryption, you can discover dynamically the session key negotiated between the two principals. And then you can use this session key to decrypt remaining traffic, the traffic you will have between the client and the server. So, and the last sentence has been inspired by Ronnie Salberg, who is the guy who implemented all this stuff in Etherreal. So it seems that there are other network analyzers who do not support Kerberos decryption. That's unbelievable. And this is possible in Active Directory because we already mentioned it, the RC4 HMAC encryption algorithm added by Microsoft because they needed to support migration from NT. The Kerberos principal keys are NT hashes, and it is very easy to dump these NT hashes. So I just mentioned the Windows side of the story using a PWView dump 2, 3, 4, 5, the one you prefer, utility to dump the content of all hashes on an Active Directory domain controller. And then you can easily generate a KTAB file using the KTA utility shipped in MDAL. So in recent MDAL snapshot, because Rove only added this new H uppercase option mentioned here. So this option specify what you are going to use to specify in the password argument the anti-hash in hexadecimal. And then you can, so you can build a KTAB file with one entry for each principal in the Active Directory domain, and you will be able to decrypt all Kerberos traffic. So just a quick demonstration. We are going to look at a network trace of a domain join process. So we will see a DNS request, a survey records on CLDAP to locate, to query the domain controller. We will see the computer account creation and the Kerberos ticket decryption feature. And then the second one about traffic between domain controllers. Well, sorry about that. I have recorded the demo, so it should be, it should work. Well, no, because I can switch in text mode. So maybe just. Sorry about that, because I have recorded the demo, so you are going to see a flash movie, but I was not expecting any problem to occur. Okay, fine. So this is a demonstration of I recorded before. So we are using the protocol hierarchy function to give, to obtain an overview of the protocol we have. So we look at what we have over first UDP. We have DNS, we have LDAP, we have Kerberos, of course, and we have NTP. And then over TCP is slow. We have DC-RPC over SMB, and we have DC-RPC directly over TCP. And you can see the name of the interface, so LSA, SAMR, and NetLogon over SMB. And over TCP, we have the endpoint mapper and NetLogon. The NetLogon secure channel is established using DC-RPC over TCP. And then just a quick look at comment session. At the TCP level, as you can see, sorting by destination port, we have only three TCP ports. So if you want to implement IP filtering, this is quite easy. So the port mapper, SMB, and one dynamic TCP port. And as for DNS, as for UDP, DNS, Kerberos, NTP, 123, and CLDAP. Okay, then we are going to filter the network traffic, display traffic. Only DNS, so we see the SRV records lookup to locate the domain controller and the KDC. And in the response, you have SRV, the port number, and the name, the DNS name of the record. That's all for DNS. Let's look at CLDAP. CLDAP, we are going to request one specific attribute, netlogon, with a filter. So it looks like LDAP, but it's not really LDAP, on the wire at least. And you gather interesting information about the domain controller, the domain GUID, the forest, the domain, the hostname, NetBIOS hostname, and the client site on the DC site. So if you are on a different Active Directory site, you will be able to discover this. And several flags. That's all for CLDAP. Then let's look at MSRPC, MSRPC over SMB using name pipes. You see request to the LSA and same OR. And as I said before, the computer creation, account creation is implemented using same OR over SMB. In that case, the computer account was already existent in Active Directory, so it just opened the existing user account using same or open user, giving the RID. And then MSRPC directly over TCP. Of course, we start with endpoint mapper request to map the UID we want. This is a bad example because this interface was not running on the domain controller. It is not supported in 2003, so we have an empty result. But then we look up LSA. This is the UID of LSA, LSA-RPC, and we find out that the port is 1025. So then we will connect to this port. It was for netlogon. Let's look at Kerberos, so the AS and TGS request. If you look at the bottom of the screen, you will see decrypted Kerberos 5. So this is the SPN, service principal name, requested by the SMB redirector on Windows 2000. Windows XP uses SIFS. And here we are going to be able to decrypt the content using, as you can see, the key tab entry name of the domain controller. So we are going to see the famous or infamous pack. So the privilege access certificate in the authorization data field. Here we go. And you can see the different attributes of the user account. And in the end, you will see the RID that the group the groups is in. And Kerberos on TCP, we only see the SMB session authenticated using a Kerberos ticket, so using SPNIGO. This is the service principal name used to authenticate the session. Okay, and I have a very short one. No, not this one. So this is traffic between domain controllers. So basically we are going to see the DRS UAPI traffic, so replication traffic. There is an interesting thing in the Kerberos authentication The service principal name used for this particular replication is composed of the UUID of the DRS UAPI interface, as you can see here. And then, thanks to Kerberos decryption and thanks to METS, we can look at the DRS UAPI operation. So we first bind to Active Directory using the DSBind operation, and then we request the changes that we need to receive for Active Directory replication. You have the USN if you are familiar with Active Directory replication, the update sequence number. And finally, FRS RPC traffic, so file replication, RPC service. So as I said before, there is only one interesting operation with sending the replication. Okay. So just to finish the presentation. So I hope you will be convinced that Etherreal is an interesting tool to use, particularly for Active Directory network protocol and network traffic analysis. So what I've presented today is not really the result of my personal work, but mostly the result of other people's work. So just to conclude, so Etherreal is a perfect tool to analyze Active Directory network traffic, particularly because we have this Kerberos decryption feature, which does not exist in other network analyzer. And as said before, looking at Active Directory network protocols on the wire is requested in many different situations, and it's easy to experiment. So just a few references. So there is a real website, and there is a wiki since recently. My paper about Windows Network Services internals that some of you might know. I made a similar presentation, but speaking about different things in September 2004. So you can take a look at it on the website of my company. And this presentation is yet available on our website, too. So the URL is at the bottom in blue. So just to end with some greetings. So the company I work for, HSC, I've been working for the last 4 years, an IT security consulting agency. The Etherreal team, of course, and particularly Ronnie Salberg, who basically worked on all the things I've demonstrated today. So I think we can say that he's really a prolific Etherreal developer and implemented many dissectors for MSRPC and recently including auto-generated dissectors. And of course, the Samba team, I mentioned Jim and Anthony, who worked on CLDAP, and of course, Metz recently, who worked on the DRS UAPI, who made a really great job. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jean-Baptiste. We will continue at precisely 3 o'clock. We will only make a short break. We don't have any time, I think. Or do you wish to make one question? Ask one question?
I will be happy to discuss the subject with you at the break, if you want.
Okay, see you at 3 o'clock.